Unsolved mysteries have a way of captivating us, leaving us searching for answers long after the people involved have passed on. This is most definitely the case for the lost colony of Roanoke. For centuries, American school children have learned about the colony of Roanoke that was established on Roanoke Island off the coast of North Carolina, and their subsequent disappearance, leaving behind only one word, Croatoan, carved on a fence. Theories and ideas about what happened to this colony have abounded, but a solid answer has never been decided upon. Today, we will present you with the facts, and you can decide what you think happened for yourself. You're listening to the History Nerd Podcast. I am a high school history teacher who teaches her students to investigate the facts for themselves and decide what they think happened. That's what I want to do here. I'll present you with facts and occasionally my opinion, but I want you to decide for yourself what you think happened. Just as a note, I do my best to research each story in full, but I may miss things here or there. I strive to use the most trustworthy sources and information I can find and give you my best judgment where things aren't clear, but I'm not a professional historian. All right, let's get started. The colony of Roanoke was established in 1587 on Roanoke Island. This was one of the English's first attempts to establish a colony in the New World. So, to be clear, it's before any of the 13 colonies, just so we're not getting that mixed up. It was here that Virginia Dare, the first child born to English parents in North America, was born. Her grandfather, John White, was the leader of the colony. They had an incredibly difficult first year due to a lack of supplies and tensions with some natives. And he decided to return to England for more supplies. When he got there, war broke out between England and Spain, and he was unable to return until 1590. When he got there, the entire settlement had vanished. The only clue left behind was the word Croatoan carved into a fence, like I said before. The Croatoan tribe of Native Americans lived on Croatoan Island, south of Roanoke. It is now known as Hatteras Island. They were typically friendly to the English settlers, so many people believe that the settlers went to them for refuge when they were suffering while waiting for White to return.
Is Roanoke Island named after a tribe then, like the Croatoan Island?
Yes, actually. So the word Roanoke itself is named after the Roanoke tribe, who were there for at least 800 years before the English came. Roanoke means white beads made from shells, or it could mean things made smooth by hand. It is kind of disputed among historians as to what the real meaning actually is. And then just to be clear, when the colonists landed and settled on Roanoke Island, the tribe was no longer there. So we might have to investigate what happened to the actual Roanoke tribe for another episode. So interestingly, the colonists weren't even supposed to be on Roanoke in the first place. According to the book, The Secret Token, Myth, Obsession, and the Search for the Lost Colony of Roanoke by Andrew Lawler, the first colony actually established on Roanoke was by a guy named Ralph Lane in 1585, but it failed because they also had poor relationships with some natives in the area, and they also suffered from a lack of supplies. Lane and his colonists sailed back to England with Francis Drake, actually. In the meantime, a contingent of men led by Sir Richard Grenville, and just a side note, Richard Grenville did a lot of different things. He was an explorer, he helped establish colonies, and he fought in a couple of wars. This contingent of men led by Richard Grenville was supposed to resupply Lane's colony, but they arrived late. So they arrived 2 weeks after this first group of colonists on Roanoke had already left and returned to England. So this contingent of men just stayed on the island. This first colony was funded by Sir Walter Raleigh. So Grenville's men were staying on the island to protect his claim, which basically just means that this Walter Raleigh had ownership of the land, even though he wasn't necessarily there. But because the colonists had decided to leave, there wasn't really anyone to stake his claim, and that's why Grenville's men stayed there. So in 1587, Raleigh sent John White to establish a new colony, this time in the Chesapeake Bay. On the way, the party stopped at Roanoke Island to check on Grenville's men because they were still there. When they got there, however, the captain of the ship that they were on, whose name was Simon Fernandez, insisted that the colonists stay on Roanoke Island.
Hold on. Why would he want the colonists, or why did he insist that they would stay there if they were all supposed to go to Chesapeake Bay?
So I actually had that same thought. Why would he want them to stay there when they knew the settlement there the previous year struggled due to lack of supplies? According to a biography of Fernandez on ncpedia.org, he was apparently jailed for piracy several times, but he had friends in high places that got him out. So, obviously if he's a pirate, he might not be the most reliable.
Yeah.
So John White, the leader of the colony, actually wrote that Fernandez was self-centered and unconcerned about the colonists. According to White, Fernandez said that he wanted to leave the colonists on Roanoke so that he could sail away quickly to avoid hurricane season. But White himself thinks that it was because he actually wanted to get back to being a pirate and making some money. The article goes on to say that while White was concerned with the welfare of his colonists, Fernandez was more concerned with the ships and the men under his command. So this is kind of where historians need to take a look at the sources and judge for themselves what they think the truth is. So, right here, we don't have Fernandez's version of events to show us his side of the story. So that's where historians kind of have to make their judgment. Either way, the colonists were left on Roanoke and White returned to England with Fernandez to get supplies. Before he left, he and the colonists agreed that if they vacated the island, they would leave a note or a token of some sort to indicate where they had gone. As mentioned above, White's intention to return to the island and the colonists there was thwarted by the Anglo-Spanish War, and he wasn't able to return to the island until 1590. After seeing the abandoned settlement and reading Croatoan carved into the fence, White concluded that the settlers had gone to the Croatoan tribe settlement in order to survive. As they were about to embark to follow the colonists, storms and rough water forced them to return to England. I don't know much about sailing or practices of sailing at the time, but it seems like these storms must have made it impossible for them to do anything but return to England. You have to take into consideration the supplies that they brought with them and things like that. And you also have to remember that at the time, people were funding these expeditions. So if the ships, men, and supplies were lost, that was a huge financial loss as well. Not to mention, people's lives were at stake. It is estimated that somewhere between 112 to 121 colonists were lost. And when I say lost, I don't necessarily mean dead. We just don't know what happened to them. They have literally been lost to history.
Well, I mean, if the big ships were not able to travel to these other islands because of bad weather, then the colonists and their makeshift boats or, what they made from their houses possibly could have easily gotten lost in the travel as well, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So there are a few theories we can explore and you decide what you think happened. So when Jamestown And just as a reminder, Jamestown was the first successful English settlement in the New World. So when Jamestown was established a few years later in 1608, the settlers there did an investigation and determined that the Roanoke settlers had actually been massacred. There's also John White's theory that they assimilated with the native Croatoans. There is no hard evidence for either of those theories, however. The first theory, the theory of assimilation with the Croatoan, has some drawbacks. Of course, if we rely on the commercialized version of Thanksgiving, we might assume that the settlers integrated peacefully with the natives, but most likely that was not the case. While the Lane Colony, which was the colony that evacuated and sailed back to England before White and his settlers got there, lived on Roanoke, they relied too much on the natives' food supply. This caused the relationship to become strained, as mentioned before. When White reestablished a colony on Roanoke, he sent a detachment of men to negotiate with the Croatoan, but they received no response. Earlier in that month, a native had killed an English settler who was looking for crabs, so the general consensus is that the natives were fearing a reprisal attack from the colonists, so maybe they thought that that's what this was and didn't respond to it. Then, to make matters worse, the English, air quote, accidentally attacked a group of Croatoan. I'm not sure how you accidentally attack a group, but anyway, moving on. Negotiators were able to smooth relations and avoid an all-out battle, and the colonists agreed to move 50 miles north. So this all happened before White returned to England the first time. When he came back to the colony in 1590, he actually docked at Croatoan Island first, but we don't really have any evidence that he attempted to contact the Croatoan tribe. Because of bad weather, White and the crew weren't able to cross to Roanoke until almost a week later. During the time they were waiting, they did see plumes of smoke rising from Roanoke, which you would think is a good sign of habitation or civilization, maybe. When they were finally able to get onto the island, they saw fresh tracks, but no one came forward. The rescuers made their way to the actual settlement and noted that a fence had been erected around the settlement for defense. It was on this palisade, which is just a fancy word for fortified fence, that they found the word Croatoan carved. White himself believed that this was where the colonists had gone. He took it as their indication that they had gone to live with the Croatoan tribe on Croatoan Island. Some other pieces of evidence that they had up and left peacefully were the fact that several houses had been taken apart, so not necessarily destroyed, but like methodically taken apart. And then also, like, all of the personal belongings were missing, and all of the boats were missing from the island. So, I mean, if you ask me, though, these things could easily have been taken after the colonists had relocated and or been massacred. So, personally, I don't think it's super strong evidence. But to White, this seems like strong evidence that at least they hadn't been killed. Because why would you move all the bodies? I don't know. So the search party decided to return to Croatoan Island the next day, but they had a mishap with one of their anchors. Apparently, one of the anchor cables snapped, leaving them with only one useful anchor. So unfortunately, this meant that they had to sail back to England.
Are you freaking kidding me, really?
Yeah. So in England, once he gets back there, White's theory of relocation was generally accepted. There were, however, several investigations launched during this time, because again, that's 120 people that just disappeared. So Sir Walter Raleigh, so he's the one that we mentioned before, he's the owner of the claim to Roanoke Island, and I'm using air quotes here because I don't think he technically purchased it from the Native Americans. Anyway, he led two expeditions supposedly to find the lost colonists. However, according to Lawler's book that I mentioned before, the first time he was secretly looking for El Dorado. So he used this guise of going to search for the colonists, but really he was looking for the city of gold. The second time he went to harvest sassafras because the prices had recently skyrocketed. So, you know, as far as how much investigating he actually did, we're not sure. One of the expeditions led by Bartholomew Gilbert landed in the New World, but were attacked by natives. Some, including Gilbert himself, were killed, and the others escaped and sailed back to England. Bad weather prevented many expeditions from reaching America in the first place. When John Smith helped settle Jamestown in 1608, he discovered that local tribes knew of villages where men wore European dress. On the map he drew, he even indicated that, quote, "Here remaineth four men that came from Roanoke to Oconahawan," end quote. Later on, however, when he dispatched search parties, none of them could find any indication of other white settlers in the area. Not long after, Jamestown experienced their starving time. The starving time is just like it sounds. They were starving. They survived, which is a story for another episode. But while they were starving, more likely than not, all other expeditions were abandoned and everyone focused on finding things to eat. As time went on and more people searched for the lost colonists, relationships between the English settlers and Native Americans deteriorated. So many of the records we have of that time from the English portray the natives as barbaric. So because of this, many people at the time started assuming the lost colonists were either massacred or forcibly assimilated into local tribes.
I just can't believe, like, around this time, like, just not, like, a single soul, like, nobody was able to get to Croatoan Island to do, like, any type of investigation. Like, that just blows my mind.
Right. I mean, like, I honestly could not find any evidence that anyone, you know, during this time even talked to the Croatoan about the colonists. If they did, they didn't record it. So we don't have that information, which is why this is such an endearing historical mystery. And searching for clues about the colonists of Roanoke was basically largely abandoned. Surprisingly, in the 1990s, archaeologists made several discoveries on the island, but none could be definitively linked to the lost colony. According to Andrew Lawler, few human remains have ever been discovered at the site. So if they were massacred, they must have been massacred somewhere else because, like I said, they have not discovered very many human remains. Some scientists suggest that shore erosion plays a part in the lack of archaeological evidence. So according to an article by Dolan Robert Bosserman Kenton called "Shoreline Erosion and the Lost Colony," the colony was located on the northern shore of the island, which has lost about 928 feet since the colonists would have lived there. So it's possible that there are artifacts under the water. In 2017, the First Colony Foundation, which is a nonprofit foundation in North Carolina, which, according to their website, conducts archaeological and historical research, reported that they had discovered some Tudor pottery, as well as many other artifacts on the island, indicating that the colonists lived there peacefully. There have also been scientific studies that show that there was a drought around the time that the colonists would have lived there. This could have forced an evacuation as well. A few other theories from historians are that they did integrate with a local tribe, but not necessarily the Croatoan. A few summers back, I participated in a study for history teachers where we learned how the Algonquin lived versus how the colonists lived. And hands down, it would have been so much better to live as the Algonquin lived. So I'm sure that if they did integrate, they quickly took on the lifestyle of the natives because it really was much more suited for the area. I mean, obviously. Some historians believe that they might have attempted to return to England and been lost at sea. This explains why there was literally no trace of them, not even throughout any local tribes. In this case, however, why would they have carved Croatoan into their palisade? Maybe sailed back to England was too long to carve, so they just told the Croatoan to let White know? I mean, that seems a little far-fetched to me, but again, it does explain why there isn't any sign of where they went. There are many other theories, and we could go on and on exploring them, but they aren't necessarily believed or crafted by historians. They are mostly conspiracy theories and amateur historians giving it a go, which I guess is basically what we're doing. Hopefully someday we can discover artifacts, archaeological evidence, or some other type of evidence that finally reveals what actually happened to the lost colonists. As for right now, you've been presented with the evidence, and your guess is as good as mine.
So what do you think happened?
I mean, I hesitate to venture because I want people to decide for themselves. I think sailing back to England, I think.
You think so, huh?
What do you think?
Two. All right, I got two theories. I got one, they tried to go to Croatoan and they didn't make it.
Okay.
Or they drowned. Or two, they made it there and they assimilated, or they, like you said, they go to another tribe and they assimilated. But just the fact that there's no trace, I think that my main thing is they all died.
Yeah.
I think they did.
So maybe they carved Croatoan because they were like, hey, we're going to sell to Croatoan Island. And then that's when they capsized and got lost. I mean, I think that's reasonable.
I mean, I just looked at the map on my phone and I don't know. It's the Atlantic.
Yeah. Definitely unpredictable. The Outer Banks.
Well, this is fun.
You can look at the evidence, like I said, and decide for yourself.
I learned something today.
Good. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the History Nerd Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our show on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, and please consider leaving us a 5-star review. It really does help a lot.